Very good. We're going back in to the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're here today plodding through the horror story of what the coronavirus is doing right now. Bioweapon, that's what it is. And just to review a few things you said in the first hour, I mean, this activist post, an outstanding resource, have revealed that 10,000 troops from 110 countries were in Wuhan at a military sports event in October, and they've all gone back to their country in late October, November, and then nobody tested them because there was no scare involved then, right? So this is all over the world, this coronavirus bioweapon. And so, again, do you think the mainstream media is covering that? No. And the BBC, no. It's just disgraceful. But there'll be wanton destruction of the media by the public when this virus does bleed through and finishes through, and the millions it will kill, about the total failure of the mainstream media. It's an absolute disgrace. Anyway, I forgot, Ken, is there much more on that? How many minutes left? We'll play it out if you want to. On the Kudla, Dubai and Kudla, saying about the economy. Okay, we'll play it out. Is that okay? Okay.
Well, they always want to kind of push the price down. So it's hard to make big moves. And look at these moves aren't exactly huge, you know, in terms of time frame. So they're kind of choppy, you know, and, you know, I always use DBA as kind of a reference, as you can see here. But, you know, you're talking the month of February, we had basically 2.5% impulses. All right. You know, the moves we want to make is, I'll show you here on a monthly here.
Yeah, compare that off to like Bitcoin or something where it's pulling 10% over those same 1.5 moves, something on those ETFs.
Yeah, so here, this is DBA. This is what happens in futures contracts, how they destroy a value in the stock price. So you have to kind of stay away from it. What you need is an event like this.
Yeah, you need another event like those Nebraska floods from last year. And I couldn't believe the price went the opposite of where it was supposed to go. Even it caught farmers were a little bit angry that they'd gone out long.
They're talking about stock prices there. We'll finish it there, Ken, because I listened to so many things this week. Again, it's now jogging my memory. They're going into technical stock market stuff, but that's fair enough. But anyway, there was some good information in there about what Dubai and Kudla is a top-class financial guy. But they're basically promoting Kudla's business there, which is very good. But he trains people in the public how to, even in a crisis, how to make money. He's not being mercenary. I mean, you protect yourself. But the implications for China and the world, it's an economic event on its own that, no, I don't think any economist could possibly write it up. 80% of all economists are left-wing, lefty liberals trying to twist the information around to their view of things. But I think conservative economists could get their head around this. But again, it's incompetence and suppression running side by side. I've never seen that before. The mainstream media don't run with this unless the government gives them the signal to do it. And the government don't really know what's going on. It's not that they know fully what's going on and it's able to cover it up for a while. It's a confused circus what is actually going on. But they mentioned in that there that China is going to burn. I have the article here. Cashless agenda. China is scrubbing cash notes to stop virus spreading, so its paper money will kill you, really. Yeah, well, money, currency is a disease carrier, it always was. And what's so much cocaine in written on the notes that anybody could be had up for having drugs on them, but people rolling them up and snorting cocaine using a bill, paper money. But I don't know how that works with the new plastic money. Britain has now a plastic £5 note, a plastic £10 note, and the plastic 20 was introduced this week. I haven't seen it yet. And I'm still trying to get the Bitcoin memorial coin. The word Bitcoin does not appear in it. It's peace to all good men in the world, etc. But it's dated the 31st of January, the 50 pence piece, 31st of January 2020. Which effectively is a commemorative coin for leaving the European Union. But one of the things, just running back briefly to what that guy Kudla said, and he knows this stuff, that the European Union is catastrophically dependent on China and in Britain here, and like we'd all be wearing clothes and shoes made in China, dirt cheap, but it was coming to an end anyway, because the Chinese are earning more and more money. we're starting a bowl of rice kind of wages. But it's shocking to see in what used to be quality stores like Marks and Spencer's, the stuff I may choose that fell off me, made in Cambodia. Cambodia. Oh, good God. But that's all these companies, again, they're the lowest common denominator every time. But just to get back to the article on that, China using this device to go digital. Cashless, you know, China is scrubbing all cash notes to stop virus, so its paper money won't kill you. But A.V. Maritza, writing this article, research has shown that government paper money is a hotbed for bacteria, and that at least in the U.S., most banknotes in circulation are tainted by cocaine. Yeah, that's what she said. Now you can also worry about a new threat possibly sticking to your fingers when you handle a bill, a deadly virus coming out of China. And it said the People's Bank of China, the Chinese central bank, has announced that it has taken a number of actions to fight the spread of COVID-19. That's the code name for the technical name for coronavirus. The novel coronavirus affecting the country. In a press conference on Saturday, February 15th, it was revealed that the commercial banks have been ordered they must take out of circulation used notes and just disinfect them. They're going to burn them. Burn them, for God's sake. It's command economy still in China. You can do that. The disinfected fiat cash will also need to be kept in quarantine for a period of 7 to 14 days. Is this serious? Before it can be reintroduced to the public, with the length of time bills are kept in isolation varying from region to region, according to its level of infection of the virus. Well, they're going to monitor that, are they? Going to make a TV series out of it. Moreover, the Guangzhou branch of the People's Bank of China claimed on Saturday that all used cash notes coming from hospitals, wet markets, and public transportation buses will simply be annihilated as soon as possible. And according to reports from the area, sacks of cash are now being stockpiled in warehouses waiting till they can be eliminated. Additionally, somebody called Fan Yifei, deputy governor of the Chinese Central Bank, said Saturday that commercial banks have been instructed to give out new banknotes to clients instead of used ones if they can. For this purpose, the People's Bank of China made an emergency in issuance of 4 billion renminbi in new notes to the most severely affected region, etc., right before the recent Lunar New Year holiday. Yeah, that's another thing. This combines this outbreak of coincides with the Chinese New Year when the outbreak came as well, and which is the biggest movement of people in China every year. So this is absolutely planned. This laboratory was sabotaged by somebody in one of these laboratories. By God, they picked the right time, didn't they? And they said, will outbreak have long-term implications on cash? Over 1,660 people have died. This is the rigged government figure in China. So far, almost 70,000 cases have been confirmed. If you look at the figures, they're keeping at 2% deaths, 2% deaths, 2%. Mike Adams from his reports from people in China, that's 10%. If it gets to 15, it's statisticians would tell you it's out of control, totally and utterly, cannot be stopped. Besides, it'll just work its way through the population and cull the older people and people at risk. And that's what it is. It's a culling device. Besides the heavy human cost, the spread of the virus has also had a strong impact on the Chinese economy, really, with cities under lockdown and civilians discouraged from leaving their homes. Many businesses have taken a massive hit as both employees and customers have stayed away. The local stock market have always taken a pounding, and the GDP growth numbers will probably need to be revised downwards. They won't be spending much time doing that. The recent move to disinfect used fiat bills point to the need to consider this outbreak might have long-lasting consequences for the usage of government paper money, etc. So I don't know what you're talking about disinfecting the money when there's so much is going to be burned. You burn the whole lot and reissue. And the Chinese are good at those kind of major moves, etc. But just briefly going back, reversing back into this program a bit, this article which confirms that Spiro Skouras, writing this article for Activist Post, Nearly 10,000 military personnel from 110 nations were in Wuhan, China, weeks before, in October, the coronavirus outbreak. Wow, and they're now gone back to their countries and dispersed, and they were tested for anything because there was no official outbreak at that time. Right? An important update regarding Wuhan, China, which is ground zero for the coronavirus, now reported to have gone global, as the Chinese government have now banned people in Wuhan from leaving their homes altogether. One aspect which is very interesting, has been covered extensively here, is Event 201, the exercise simulating global coronavirus pandemic took place in October 2019, only 6 weeks before the first case of the virus was reported in Wuhan. Oh, that was a military exercise as well, I see. Oh my God, it's simulating a coronavirus, and they're right beside it. Isn't that bizarre? What not many people are talking about is that this exact same day, October 18th, 2019, Military World Games held in its opening ceremony, followed by a U.S. men's soccer match in Wuhan, China, ground zero of the outbreak. Wow, this report explores the possibility of a covert operation which has been coincided with this event. Using the event as cover to gain access to China, as nearly 10,000 military personnel from 110 countries were all in Wuhan, China, at the same time, only weeks before the outbreak began. Did Bill Gates and World Economic Forum predict coronavirus outbreak? They give you a reference here to a site to go to. Yes, he was talking about it at the the conference, Davos conference, etc. So he knew exactly what was going to happen. It's a globalist event, that is for sure. But one brief other one says, U.S. now admitting coronavirus has broken containment beyond China. Really, this is like waking up after a hangover. They're slowly realizing too late. Said the United States has issued an official travel warning about the apparent community spread. Community, that's a new way of putting it, of the Wuhan coronavirus in at least five different countries outside China, as well as the island region of Taiwan. They go on to say the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, is now urging all Americans not to travel to China for the foreseeable future. Oh, the bleeding obvious. They're an expert on the bleeding obvious. And to also avoid the nations of Japan, Singapore, South Korea, Vietnam, Thailand, Taiwan, if at all possible, because the virus is rapidly spreading in these areas. The community, they should ban all travel from those shipping and aircraft. Community spread means people have been infected with the virus, including some who are not sure how and where they became infected. The CDC explains on its website, at this time, the extent of the virus spread is not sustained or widespread enough to meet the criteria for a travel notice. What? This is like a drunken man writing this stuff. This is the CDC writing this. I'll read it again. The CDC has said this week, at this time, the extent of the virus spread is not sustained or widespread enough to meet the criteria for a travel notice. That is just breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking. A level one travel advisory has been issued for Japan and Hong Kong, both of which are seeing the number of Wuhan coronavirus cases continue to grow at an alarming rate. In the event that travelers do decide to go to either place, imagine allowing this, the CDC recommends that they take extra precautions to avoid coming into contact with sick people. That's an impossibility. As well as to avoid touching their eyes, noses, mouths, and unwashed hands. Oh my God, this is absolutely insane. Most of the Japanese cases of the Wuhan coronavirus involved passengers who were recently released from the Diamond Princess cruise ship. They keep going on about that proxy ship that currently docked in Yokohama. Several hundred Americans were recently rescued from the vessel and taken back to the United States, while other countries were reported. Well, you heard us say there, we were taken back to the United States with passengers who were not infected. So now they're all infected. And what a better way to incubate germs than flying on aircraft and recycled air. Wonderful. We know that two elderly passengers from the ship recently died from Wuhan virus, which is why the US and other nations with citizens on board have devised ways to get them off the ship, blah, 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 blah. But it's an absolute... sorry, 1 second. Sorry, my cough button, so-called. As of now, Singapore has its second highest number of Wuhan viruses cases outside of China, followed by Japan, South Korea, and the Asian countries, etc., etc., etc. But I won't leave anymore. It's like a comedy script. It's, well, we're reading the article to report what's happening, but the CDC, what a disgrace. What an absolute joke. Beyond joke. It's head for the hills. Protect yourself and find out as much as you can. But one thing Michael Rivera might be interested in, this unreal. Hawaii has tested exactly zero people for coronavirus. They're still waiting for testing kits from the CDC. That's not funny to say that, but I imagine this for carry-on. The Hawaiians, they can wait in line. Talk about racist behavior. The CDC have not sent any testing kits to Hawaii. Wow. Wow. Michael Rivera must be glad he's out of there. But... and one other quick stories about this. We put this coronavirus by the bottom of the hour. This hour. Yale study, coronavirus shows 24-day incubation period. Doctors say possible to catch more than once. Yay, it's a military weapon that's designed to do all sorts of things. In this video report, we're not going to show the video, obviously, Spiro examines, who are they talking about? I wrote this article. Spiral somebody, new information regarding the deadly coronavirus outbreak, which could potentially be a game changer as the number of infected and dead continues to rise. The two key points which would potentially be a game changer for this coronavirus outbreak. Number one, a Yale study conducted by several Chinese doctors and scientists of the 2019 virus clearly states that the virus has a 3 to 24 day incubation period. Currently, the quarantine time has been 14 days. Again, how insane is this for sporadic, schizophrenic way of dealing with this? So according to the study, people who could have been exposed to the virus and completed a 14 day quarantine and were released could possibly still be infected for another 10 days while showing no symptoms, but is still being contagious, possibly infecting others. Second, that's what they specific laboratory viruses and vaccinations, the carrier is infecting all the time, not showing signs. So should it appear that it is possible to contract the virus a second time with each more dangerous results than the first time? Sure. I like all these things. The flu viruses of 5-6 years ago that had these code names. Deagle was saying at the time that if you get it a second and third time, the second time is worse than the third time will kill you unless you've taken massive protection, which is supposedly garlic, vitamin C, colloidal silver, and iodine. 4 doses of that a day. We have to get a recommendation from a homeopathic doctor of what to take, but they have been proven to be very, very effective protection mechanisms. And I show the picture here of these container ships backed up, ready to leave port, but not allowed to leave. Supply chain chaos unfolds as major Chinese ports as frozen meat containers pile up. Oh, whoa, whoa. Well, when they run out of fuel, and that meat will be for dumping. New evidence from Bloomberg reveals cracking global supply chains are fast emerging as many Chinese ports with thousands of containers of frozen meat piling up with nowhere to go. The COVID-19 outbreak will remain a dominant issue for that country. Okay, we'll go to this break. We'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. Very good. And we'll come back in from the first break of this hour. And again, it's a pressing subject, but it's number one on the list out there, January, February this year, and it's going to run and run and run. That's for sure. But I just remind people, the famous high-quality breathing mask to use, I have the specification here, that and NIOSC, N-I-O-S-C-H, N95, 3M are one of the people who make them, but the price of them is going up rapidly. And this is NIOSC, N95 respiratory protection. It cuts out smoke, pathogens, isotopes, blocks smoke, radio toxins, individually high etc. That, and again, the virus protection elements, which most people could get made up with a, what I call a herbalist compounder who makes up herbs, etc. It's hard for, very hard to find one of those. The herbal, you get these trendy, like we have one here in Herbert, herbal shops, which are very, very good kind of stuff, but it's expensive, small amounts. The four elements that are proven to work on protect from these viruses or the like, or even Ebola, are high-powered vitamin C, garlic, colloidal silver, and iodine. And there's combinations of those available from homeopathic doctors. They would understand that immediately. Your average GP wouldn't have a clue that that four combination is how powerful it is. They don't even understand how 300 milligrams of magnesium can be an enormous assistance to people with depression. They reach for pharmaceutical drugs every time. Absolutely. But there's one long article here, bits of it. Final article I read today on this coronavirus. Coronavirus experts say it is not rising numbers infections, they fear. Well, that's unbelievable. Brian E. Jewell writing this. A surge in untraceable clusters of new coronavirus patients around the globe has caused experts to warn of that containment methods are not going to work. In South Korea, Singapore, and Iran, clusters of infections are leading to a jump in cases of the new viral illness outside China. WHO, World Health Organization officials said China's crackdown on parts of the country bought time for the rest of the world to prepare for the new virus. Well, they're not preparing. But as hotspots emerge around the globe, trouble finding each source. The first patient who sparks every new cluster might signal the disease has begun spreading too widely to be tried and tested steps to stamp it out. A number of spot fires occurring around the world, as he described it as, is a sign that things are ticking along and that we are going to have here is probably a pandemic, said Ian McKay, who studied viruses in Australian universities, Queensland. Viruses vary in how they infect. The new coronavirus, unlike its cousin SARS, are severe acute respiratory syndromes and mirrors the Middle East respiratory syndrome, spreads as easily as a common cold. And it's also certainly being spread by people who show much mild symptoms that no one can tell, said Dr. Amish, etc. I don't know if these testing people with fevers, can they actually, it's really they have to do a lab test from taking a sample from these people, and that these scanner guns, they think that could be just normal fever for different things. But this sort of, it's very fragmented, really. A surge in untraceable clusters of new coronavirus patients around the world globe have caused experts to warn. Well, if they read this other article on activist posts, where 110 countries send military operatives to Wuhan to a sports regime and to a military drill, and then they return to their country in late October. There's your carrier for you, right? As well as people traveling through normal aircraft to these places. Wow. But I've never seen such incompetence in all my life. And we're supposed to have dirty bomb rehearsal things with the London police, etc., etc., from time to time, which is really just crap to intimidate people that there's this much terrorism around the place. But reading these articles and the output of the CDC, it's absolutely imbecile. It's imbecilic the way they're giving out fragmented information. You have to move as one unit, and the country has to move with one set of rules to knock out something like this or to minimize it. They'll never stop it completely. But it's utterly depressing to read, and it's BBC reporting on it as if it's something going on in the moon. And there's one or two people affected in the UK, but and the National Health Service here saying, oh, a very remote chance of getting it here. Anyway, we'll go to the bottom of the hour break. I'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, very good. And we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. And I'm just going to run a printer here, you'll hear in the background, because I want to read a very important article about 5G, which Mark Steele, who's coming on soon. We have to do a recorded interview with him during the day because he's in Newcastle. And I wouldn't ask him to come on my time, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. But I'll read his article here for you. The printer is printing it now. I find it hard to read stuff off screen, but in case it fails, I'd like to have the article in front of me, but we're printing away here. And Save Us Now, it's called. And it's the fight against 5G, which has been going on here for 5 or 6 months, and they're making real progress. And some councils have, like some countries in Brazil, some provinces of Brazil and Switzerland have put a moratorium on 5G. And the ignorance about 5G, it's understandable. Government ministers don't understand what it is, and some of the councils introducing it don't understand what it is, and it is, again, a military weapon. I'm going to read you a very informed article now under the heading of Save Us Now. That's the campaign, and Just a few more seconds here and I'll have it printed out. And it's a form letter given to the public to send to their local authority to object and to stop immediately the implementation of 5G where that's happening in the UK. And one of the most disgraced telecoms company in the world, which I don't mind mentioning, Vodafone, their criminal record and the court judgments against them in every country they operate in is absolutely appalling. I was talking to my own bank recently and said the biggest complaints they get from customers having to stop payments and rearrange things is Vodafone. It's an absolute disgrace what they're up to. But there was something else here as well. Wow. Just one second. Okay. I have to do one small thing here, Ken. Just if you play the intro music, the Acro Built music there, I just have to put paper in my machine. Can you do that? bear with me a second. Bear with me while I just go and do a quick switch over here, okay? I hope this is right. Yeah, okay. If you can play the Acro Built bumper music while I do this, we'll have this ready in 3 minutes, okay?
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Very good, and we're back in again, and I have all my stuff printed down here. Very good. Karen is working miracles today. Okay, this is the definitive article on 5G and fighting 5G, written by a team of people with Mark Steele under the heading, the campaign in Britain is called Save Us Now, right? And it's a template, the rollout of 5G technology is an indictable crime, right? So 5G is uninsurable and dangerous and will kill all biological life. It was developed for battlefield purposes and has no safe role in our towns, cities, or countries. The following short letter shall be sent to by email and registered post to companies, directors, shareholders, employees, councils, councillors, politicians, media, and others who are ignoring the law. To call first to ensure that the right person receives the document and note down the names. Mark Steele encourages people who read this and share it to support the Save Us Now movement in the UK so that we can focus our full resources and attention behind our legal team to bring the criminal cabal behind this unlawful and illegal activity to justice. It's time to go on the offensive. And their site in the UK is www.saveusnow.org.uk. saveusnow.org.uk. And the form letter he's sending, recommending people write, is as follows: I am bringing your attention to the scientifically established fact that the rollout of 5G technology and the experimental LED carrier assets are indictable offences under domestic and international law, and a crime against humanity and the environment. The PHE have already warned of the health risks. Your involvement in the deployment, deception, misinformation, cover-up in a wider community and continued support for this crime have been noted. Any further support of this indictable offence provided by you, once you have been informed by this letter, will demonstrate your real intent in regard to this crime. To mitigate your involvement, we demand that you cease and desist from your role in the rollout of 5G so that the main architects of this criminal enterprise can be held accountable, while those who have been coerced into involvement can be seen to have acted in less serious roles. The Accessories and Abettors Act, the Accessories and Abettors Act of 1861, as amended by the Criminal Law Act of 1977, covers all those who can be shown to have known of this human rights crime, yet who have not acted in accordance with the law. Yours sincerely, etc. Group of people who would be writing this, most likely a residents association. And he goes on to say, UK rights and remedies for whistleblowers. Protection for whistleblowers in the UK is provided under the Public Interest Disclosure Act 1998, which amends the Employment Act 1986. The PIDA protects employees and workers who blow the whistle about wrongdoing. Employees who make protected disclosures under the PIDA can claim unfair dismissal if their contracts are terminated due to the disclosures. Additionally, they are protected from other detriment that may result, such as refusal to be offered promotion, facilities, or training opportunities. Workers who are not employees, for example, independent contractors and workers supplied through an agency, cannot make an unfair dismissal claim, but can claim that they have experienced detrimental treatment. Only certain kinds of disclosure qualify for protection under the PIDA Act. These are known as qualifying disclosures and must relate to one of the following relevant failures. Number one, a criminal offence. Number two, a breach of legal obligation. Number three, a miscarriage of justice. A danger to any individual's health or safety. Damage to the environment. Deliberate covering up of information relating to any of the above. So the relevant failure can involve conduct that took place outside the UK. In addition, it does not matter if non-UK law applies to the relevant failures. Whistleblowers must have a reasonable belief that the information disclosed points to one or more of the relevant failures of the list above, which can relate to past, present, or likely future occurrences. The belief needs not be correct, provided that it is honestly held in the circumstances prevailing at the time of disclosure. Certain types of disclosure are excluded from protection. These include disclosures prohibited under the Official Secrets Act, etc., etc. That their employer, either directly or through an internal company procedure, is their disclosures are protected if they are made to an appropriate party. The PIDA Act protects whistleblowers who make disclosures in good faith to their employer, either directly or through internal company procedure, any person who they may reasonably believe to be solely or mainly responsible for relevant failure. Okay, goes into a lot of the thing about the Act here. But it said he's legal. This is a legally drafted letter to stop 5G. And as I said, I'll just read the most relevant things for people living outside the UK. The Whistleblowers Act is quite involved, but at least we do have a Whistleblowers Act to protect people, which I noticed wasn't used in the impeachment procedures in Britain and America, and they have similar acts there. But I'll just go back on the first key factors of the 5G. The role of 5G technology is an indictable crime. Yeah, the 5G is uninsurable. That's where Lloyds Bank and all the insurers refused to insure even 2G 20 years ago, and dangerous and will kill all biological life, right? It was deployed for battlefield purposes and has no safe role in our towns, cities, or countries. The following short letter should be sent by email to local councils and authorities. But there's another piece which we'll get Mark Steele when he comes on this program. I know I've been talking about him for weeks and weeks. He's a very busy man, and he speaks at a lot of events, and just trying to get the time right. The 5G is a crime, and again, all these other things that the world we live in, crisis masking the previous situation. Now we have 5G, and then we have this coronavirus, and underneath the coronavirus, this 5G will be implemented, right? And this is, again, it's an overlap. And as I said, living under that phrase I use, and I'm not fed up using it, we're living under a multi-layered criminal syndicates. This is a deep state attack on us all, this coronavirus. It is absolutely first-rate, multiple level, and it implements everything the deep state has been aiming for. And the likes of Bill Gates jumping up and down about it with his syringe in his hand, who believes in, and it looks like they've recruited David Attenborough. The stuff coming out of Attenborough after 93 years of age, during a lifetime of outstanding work, and he seems to have now thrown his lot in with the globalists. You know, population control is the answer to everything. That's basically pushing carbon footprint and carbon taxes. I was talking to a guy in Ireland today who had worked for all sorts of government agencies, had a very protected job, and he was so smug about everything, and he thought Greta Thunberg was the hero of our age. And I was attacking him for reading the crap in the mainstream media, the BBC, RTE in Ireland. And he says, oh, I do research. I would go and check it with the United Nations. What? The United Nations, a man is about my age. And he had highly educated, but it takes us, you know what? We have a generation of educated morons who could not investigate the time of day unless they check Google or talk to their smug friends, and they live in a bubble of their own circuit of people, and anybody else who gives them any news is a conspiracy theorist, etc. But it is shocking, the uphill climb it is. But we're overlapped and attacked on so many levels. It is non-stop. And I said, this article, which one have I got in the right sequence here? Yeah, few people have subscribed to 5G where it's been installed, activist post. And maybe because they don't want to be fried for faster internet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Doctors, scientists, engineers, and public advocates who have asked President Trump for a moratorium on 5G because of biological, environmental, and safety risks. Multiple 5G lawsuits have been filed in the U.S. But that'll tie it up for years. Worldwide opposition continues to increase, probably because people and animals have been getting sick where it has already been turned on. Many cities and countries have tried to ban it. Slick marketing campaigns, even ones featuring Trump, still may not be enough to make 5G desirable or economically feasible. Last summer, Activist Post reported that about how few in Sacramento subscribed to 5G after it was installed and how many wanted it removed. Nothing seemed to have changed. And as they're quoting from Extreme Tech, as 5G technology has ramped up over the last few years, ISPs have started talking about replacing or augmentating expensive fiber networks with cheaper gigabyte wireless access delivered via cellular networks. For crying out loud, they have fiber optic cable in most parts of Canada, the United States, Britain, and Europe. Every house could operate a Microsoft operation with a fiber optic cable. I mean, the crap, even this person writing the article, I know he's quoting other people, but that should be his banner headline. But there you are. People do waffle on. But it's the other element of it. It is Verizon, I believe, is the main mover in the United States with 5G. As 5G technology has ramped up over the last 5 years, ISPs have started talking about replacing or augmenting expensive fiber networks with cheaper gigabyte. Well, here in the UK, you can get installed for, I have an offer made to me by a very good company. I'm on super fast broadband at the moment, but to get fiber optic, it would only an extra 10 quid a month. That's what I'd be going, 70 quid, 1 quid to install it. And it would go from 20 to 70 gigabyte a second. That's level one. So it's not expensive in the UK. But again, and Americans are paying for it. Dave from Crucial Nonsense will tell you, are paying probably the highest price for phones in the world. Phone prices have collapsed most places, but not enough. They're making money out of electronic pulses per millisecond. If you're making 1,000th of a penny, electronic charges are unbelievable. It's money printing they're doing at the telecom companies, and they're the most obnoxious of all multinationals. They're up there, possibly top of the list. And we have a few of them here in the UK, including BT, who have lost millions and hundreds of millions and billions in everything they've attempted to do and to diversify into. Absolutely shocking. The commercial companies, I can't name them really, who set up as subcontractors are far more efficient than they are. Far more efficient. Like BT, two of them arrive in a van to spend the day doing a job. The subcontractors are doing five jobs a day and with one guy, etc. But, and again, the one disgraceful thing in that slightly different category, Boris Johnson has approved the high-speed rail link from London to Birmingham in the North, which is a joke in a country of this size. We don't need HS2, it's known as. We need to repair the A roads, the B roads, and get rid of the level crossings, which has been underpass or overpass them. And what they did in Canada way back, I know they have the space, but double-decking the trains. We have single-deck trains here everywhere. Raise the bridges and put double-deck trains. That should have been the project. But we've got morons running Department of Transport who have nothing to do with transport. That is the problem. But on and on it goes. But 5G, the coronavirus, and vaccinations, SSRIs, and a drugged up population. What do you do? I just don't know. I hear somebody talking in the background. It's pretty bad. But prepping is the answer. Prepping. I know there was, we were saying there earlier, Ken. The Y2K was ended up being a bit of a scam. At least it trained people how to prep. But this is real now. This is really real. Financial collapse could do us in. Maybe all three come together. The coronavirus, financial collapse, 5G, and endless flooding. And sorry, I left the big one out. Sorry, David Devine. We left out the Grand Solar Minimum. So we have... I can hear you talking over me, Ken. I don't know what's... Hello? You're talking over me there. Are we on a break or what? Okay. We're getting mixed up there. Okay. Right. But I said the four things that are corralling us at the moment are coronavirus, 5G, possible financial collapse, and the Grand Solar Minimum. Would you like to take that to bed with you and think about it and not give you suitable nightmares? But that's real. So deal with surreal what is happening on this program. It is just shocking. And I'm still making progress, but I'm just distracted a lot of time, diverted. The 27 areas of your life that are the planned destruction of 27 areas of your life. Well, we can only deal with the top four. There's a saying in psychiatry and medicine that any individual hit with four crises in their life will buckle badly and they can't possibly cope. Like a health setback, a divorce, a loss of a job and financial crash, those kind of four things, they're enough to buckle most people. And considering these snowflakes want safe spaces and they're sponsored, heavily sponsored, protected people, what kind of a generation are we producing? Well, with the Democrats, the demonic Democrats, nothing has been dealt with, absolutely nothing. But there you are. On and on it goes. Now I have serious stuff to play. So we're coming up to the top of the hour break. We have three or four audios to play in the third hour and some useful information relating to all these subjects. And it concerns Macron's problem over there in France. The Yellow Vests, they're on their 67th week. 67th week of protest. That means the start of October, November 2018. And Macron had to be rescued from a public place he was appearing during the week. He was vehemently attacked by the public who tried to get at him. And, of course, he's an ex-Rothschild banker who reduced tax for the wealthy and wanted to tax the average working class in France. But he's not really going to get away with it. And it's a few years yet to an election. But... at least Brexit, one thing about Brexit, it's kind of a beacon of hope for most people across Europe and other countries in the world who are being subjugated. Okay, we'll go to the top of the hour break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.